When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's a countdown if I ever heard one.
I've been doing the countdown. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. I'm Becca, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Adam and Nicole.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. It is a pretty sunny day here in Missouri.
Same.
And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. This is something actually. Okay, before ADHD brain. So before we get into the topic, before we get into our catch up, our topic today is we're going to discuss plants that stay small. So if you have a collection and you don't want it to be massive, huge monsteras and philodendron and apparently Adam's Hoya. It can be hard to find plants that won't get huge like that. So we're going to talk about a few key plants that will stay
small.
And or you could buy them small and they will grow big. We'll differentiate if that one comes up. But yeah. Anyway, that's sort of the theme. And yeah. So what have you guys been up to?
Wait, were you going to say something about McDonald's? Because we went ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, so we mentioned a BYC or Patreon something. We mentioned having a birthday party at McDonald's.
Oh, yes.
And do you remember when going to McDonald's was like kind of cool?
Yeah.
Like it was all fast casual of the 90s and the early 2000s.
Not cool anymore?
Okay, but I guess maybe as a kid, you're like, yeah, oh. I don't know. Like every Sunday after church for a period of time, we would go to McDonald's and my dad would read the paper. My mom, I don't know what she was doing, honestly, because we didn't have phones back then. And I guess they would talk about the sermon. I don't really know, but I was sitting there playing. I got my hotcakes and it was like a fun thing. And I'm currently reading the Paris Hilton book.
Oh.
And she talked about going to McDonald's all the time.
Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
Yes. It was like a hangout spot for her. And I was like, wait a minute. McDonald's has always been a hangout spot. I feel like until recently.
Yeah.
At least in my life. So
yeah.
What do you guys think?
Listen, when our McDonald's got a play place, we were fancy. I was like, oh, dear. But it immediately smelled like BO and feet.
Yeah.
Of course.
But I still was all heavy up in there. Feet. Yeah. Because it was like you had to take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Some kids were just stanky.
But yeah, I grew up in a small town, so we never were near McDonald's. But it was always exciting to go whenever we went like to do our grocery shopping or whenever I had an orthodontist or dentist appointment. Afterwards, mom would take us through McDonald's and I'd be like, oh. Yay.
Oh, let's reward you with some crappy food.
Yeah.
That was the best. That was the best. It was always like fast food was the reward for doing something you didn't want to do. Like,
exactly.
I remember I went to organ lessons at some old man's house. Yes. Yes, I did.
You played the organ?
I played the organ, not the piano. But the organ. Tell me you grew up Catholic.
With those little stumpy fingers?
I know. Trying to get over was a chore, let me tell you. If you put me in front of an organ, I cannot read music today to save my life because I just didn't pursue it. Anything outside of like 8 years old. But we would always go to this little shop and they had like the best French fries and milkshakes. And that was like my reward. But yeah, McDonald's was and is still my shit. I love McDonald's.
Yeah.
Nicole loves McDonald's.
She fucks around with McDonald's.
I'd be sitting there like, oh, what are we going to do for dinner? Should we do DoorDash or should we go out? She'd be like, should we order McDonald's? And it was like, we had already ordered it that day.
Yeah. Becca's like, are there any other choices?
I'm like, trying to be subtle. I'm like, hey, I love McDonald's.
Yeah.
But we had it yesterday. Twice.
These Bellway fiber gummies only take you so far. You know what I mean?
We did introduce Becca to the Shamrock Shake, though, which I think you're a fan of.
Oh.
Yes.
And you know what? I already forgot about it, but you've reminded me now. And what am I going to do later? Probably get a Shamrock Shake.
And french fries.
I'm going to DoorDash it.
Yeah. Come all melted.
Yeah, that is what happens with, like, anytime we order, like, a smoothie or any ice cream to our house, it's melted. But, you know, it's still good.
The flavor still there. Hits.
Yeah. But anyway, that was just, like, a brief thought that I had the other day and wanted to mention. Paris Hilton's book. Have you guys?
Oh, sorry.
No, I watched the documentary, though. Same. Her documentary that she had. And she, what a life she's led. I mean, she's been through some shit.
What a life.
Also, also extremely rich, but she's been through some shit. I like Paris Hilton. How do you guys feel?
I like her.
I like her, too. I don't understand how she could still be close with her mom after what happened. I don't get that. But, you know, that's a different level of forgiveness that I don't know if I can manage. Or maybe her mom truly was ignorant about what was happening. But if my mom hired some people to come kidnap me in the middle of the night and drag me away to a camp, I don't know how much grace I would have with her after that.
Does she talk about that in her book, I'm assuming?
I think that's what the majority of the book is about. I'm just starting to get into that part of it.
Okay.
But the beginning of the book was mostly her talking about, like, her early life growing up and, like, what kind of led up to her parents putting her in this camp. And Paris Hilton is an ADHD queen, which has sort of put me on this path of wanting to learn more about it because, she was just, a lot of her book has been about that so far. And I'm like, wow, I wasn't expecting to learn so much about ADHD from Paris Hilton in this random, to me, book, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So recommend so far. Yes.
So far, recommend. And she reads her own book, which I love.
Oh, me too. I do. I love when they read their own. Yeah.
Speaking of audiobooks, I've been coming across this account on TikTok that goes live and she's an audiobook narrator.
Oh, I love those lives.
Oh my God. Obsessed. I don't even know what the book is about, but like watching this woman read and like it was a theatrical type reading where like each character had their own voice. And I was like, holy crap, she literally sounds like a robot. And then she's like, oh, gonna redo that. And then she does a few clicks and she was like, then he touched me with his hand. I was like, what? It's fascinating. And I watched her do that for way too long.
Okay.
It was impressive. Yeah.
Very cool. All right.
See, when people tell me that I should like narrate an audiobook or something, it's very flattering. But then also I watched that and I was like, I ain't got that kind of motivation. Because whatever she's doing seems difficult. If I see next one, I'm going to forward it to you because it was very fascinating. But
what updates do we have? Because I know we recorded a couple of our Patreon tiers yesterday. So it kind of blends together as to what we tell the audience and what we tell Patreon. But do you guys have anything of an update from like the past week? Because I do.
Oh, well, then you go first.
Yeah, by all
well,
means.
Mia broke her fibula on Friday.
Yeah.
And if you're following me on Instagram, you would have seen. And yeah, but she had a specialist appointment yesterday. She broke her fibula playing lacrosse. Sorry. Sometimes I think I might have ADHD brain too, because my thoughts are all over the place. But she broke it playing a scrimmage game during lacrosse. And it was a pretty clean break, but guys, when I talk about the bruising, I think I told you this yesterday, it is horrific. I'm going to have to send you the photo. So I was worried about like, because, you know, I Googled and I was worried about like her ligaments and stuff being messed up. And the specialist confirmed that it could possibly be that because she broke the fibula so close to her ankle bone, like towards the bottom, that there are a bunch of ligaments and tendons that surround that area. And we won't know for like another 2 weeks. They're going to like assess the bruising and do more x-rays, but she is able to put some pressure on it now, which is kind of good. But it was confirmed that she's not going to be able to return to lacrosse season this year, which really sucks.
That's a bummer.
But you know, health comes first, obviously, and she should be better in time for our trip to Aruba, so that's also a good thing.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, silver linings, you know. But that's right. That's my update. It's just like, you know, Mia's on crutches, she's got a boot on, my mom's still hobbling around with her walker. It's a little bit of a time here in the De La Vega house. Oh my god.
Gosh, okay, the amount of times that you mess up like Becca's channel,
I cannot. Like,
Becca is full on De La Tanks to you. That's all she ever will be.
Yeah, she's no longer De La Plants.
My friend Becca De La Tanks. The De La brand is
very confusing for Nicole.
I don't know why.
You know,
the De La Vega.
De La Vega house. Hey, I'll take it. You want to move in?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
What is it like where, when, you know, during wartime they set up like a, not triage, but they set up like
that's
these,
what
like,
it feels like.
Convalescent house or something? I don't know. That's what it feels like.
That's what it feels. Well, because my mom's like, she's doing her exercises in the kitchen and she's walking on her walker and she's like, oh, can you get that? Can you get that? And I get it. Like, she's recovering. Like, she can't bend over. Mia could bend over, but she's like, you know, with on crutches. So she can't walk without her crutches, so she can't like open doors and like, and it's just it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But she's at school today. She's doing all right. So yeah. Yay. I am excited for the next couple of months to pass and for us to all be okay and better, because it's been a wild ride.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
So I recently, within the last few months, found a little bit of a resurgence of flat mites on my Hoya.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. I found a couple patient zeros and they went right into the trash because nothing really lets me yeet a plant other than pest. We've talked about it before. But
patient zero.
I'm leaving for vacation in 2 days. So Friday afternoon, Steve and I fly to Florida to get on the ship. And wouldn't you know it, my ass decides like, oh, I think this week is the time that I need to untrellis every single one of my Hoya, scrub them all down with a toothbrush. Like, why? There is so much shit to do at this house before vacation. And meaning, like, I like to clean the house because when I come home to a not clean house, it is immediate
anxiety.
Bad mood. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, I'm like, oh, I got to clean the house. I also have to do laundry and pack. But then I'm like, oh, but let me untrellis every single one of my fucking Hoya. Scrub them with a toothbrush, which is not a quick task, and then retrellis them. I'm like, why is my brain like that?
Yeah. I don't know. Stop
because
doing that.
You have ADHD.
I know. And you know what, Becca? It reminds me, like, there's times, like, where you're just, like, getting crap done, but it's always when you're, like, leaving town. And I was like, Becca and I are the same, because like you're sending group chats. You're like, oh, we got to do this for the pod, this. And then I'm like, but aren't you like trying to pack to go to Arizona right now? But that's exactly how I am. It's like whenever I'm leaving for vacation, I get all of the shit done that I've been putting off for months. I'm like, oh, I'll just tackle it all.
So then would you say that you work well under pressure?
Oh, absolutely. I need a deadline.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
If I have to have structure. If I don't have structure, it ain't getting done.
Well, I think you should just put the Hoyas down and
I know.
Do what you got to do around the house, because this trip is going to be quite a trip. Okay, so you leave Friday for Florida. When do you board the ship?
Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday.
And this is the huge cruise ship that's like a city.
Yeah.
And you've already done the one that was like 10 days. So this is like a normal length.
Yeah, it's just it's Saturday to Saturday.
Okay.
Trying to keep all these cruises straight.
I know. Yeah, no, this one's on the Icon of the Seas, Royal Caribbean.
Amazing.
You know, where the people message you on Facebook to see if you're DTF.
I mean, what is that's a Patreon episode, honestly. But
that is so funny.
Hilarious.
But
I live for that.
The yeah, there's just so many cool things about this ship. So I'm really excited to see it. But it does kind of like give mall vibe.
Really?
Mm.
Like, what do you mean? Just a lot of stores?
Well, no. When you walk in, there's like a triple story atrium slash, but it's called like, what is it called? It's not the atrium, but basically the promenade. And it just, you'd be hard pressed to be like, I'm on a ship right now, just looking at it. Because you're just like, what the heck? I mean, it's like it's amazing though. So I'm really excited about it. I did have some anxiety last night though, thinking like this ship hasn't really been operating that long. Like what if we run into a freak storm?
It's a big ship. So it could probably hit an iceberg and you'd be okay.
I know, but like,
I'm just saying.
And Steve's always like, yeah, well, they have to turn it 40 degrees. Like it has to be listing 40 degrees and right itself to be seaworthy or whatever. And they test it for that. But then I'm like, well, but that's before people are on it. What if there's some fatties?
What if there's some fatties? Some baddies with fatties?
Anyway.
I think it'll be fine. There hasn't... The ship's been... did its first voyage earlier this year, right? So a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay. In February.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'm just like memorizing deck maps and escape routes.
I mean, listen, I can't speak on this because I would be doing the same exact thing. So
I just got to get down to that cargo section to have my Jack and Rose moment. Just hand.
Yeah. Yes.
Against the window.
Yeah. In the Kia Telluride.
Wait, what? Is that like a pop culture thing I'd missed?
No, you know Titanic, where she's like, they have sex in the car in the storage area.
Oh, yeah, but it's not a Kia.
But it's an old car, so she was just replacing it with like a newer car.
Okay, okay. Anyway.
But it's not a Kia.
Control Alt Delete.
I was like, I don't think they had a Kia spec then.
Imagine.
It was something closer to a station wagon.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
That's okay.
What were you gonna say? You weren't gonna say something.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
You were
in the middle of saying something, and I said, "Oh, but it's a Kia Telluride."
I was gonna say, "Here's my advice: don't think about it.
Just don't think."
Just calm
and that's
down.
Obviously, a joke. Just calm down.
Just be happy.
Yeah,
just smile more.
Happy Women's History Month. International Women's Month or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just smile more.
I do think we might be going to a nude beach though.
Oh, where?
Hell yeah. Are you going to participate? Sorry.
I think so. We'll see.
You and Steve?
Yeah.
Nice. Wait, you got to get a picture like standing by a palm tree of just the back of you guys, you know, and like you guys with your arms around each other's backs looking out at the ocean.
Are you just a booty shot? Are you just saying you want to see my ass?
Put little heart emojis over your ass crack.
Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That would be cute. That's funny. You could get a coconut and hold it up to the butt and like do a.
Yeah. You know? That would be funny.
I think that would look too much like a turd. My coconuts.
Did you say it would look like a turd?
Your mouth. Yeah, I was just joking. I think Saint Thomas, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Saint Martin. Saint Martin. Mm.
Okay, so where are you going? You're going to the Caribbean again?
Yeah, yeah.
Aruba?
No, because that's usually longer cruises. But ooh, I loved the ABC Islands, Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. Like, I want to do another cruise to them, but
Yeah.
We're going to St. Thomas, St. Martin. I think that's it. And then Coco Cay, which is like Caribbean's private island, which is amazing. So,
yeah. Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Are we filming this time?
Yeah. Everything is content.
Okay. Dumb question. Moving on. Becca, what about you?
I'm currently painting my kitchen.
I love it.
And I need to wrap this up. I gotta wrap it up. I'm done.
Wait, I have a question. I have a question in regards to this kitchen reno. You posted a photo of the like front of your seating area, like your kitchen island area. That mm-hmm. wasn't there when we were visiting, correct?
The beadboard that's stacked up?
Yes.
No, I picked that up the other day. That was not there.
Okay.
That's not like a permanent. Okay. Like that's just sitting there because I need to cut it and like install it.
Oh, okay. So is that going to be your backsplash?
Yes.
Okay. I was very confused. I was like, wait, that looks cool. It almost had like a shiplap feel. But I was like, was that fucking there when we were there? I don't remember. Because it looked like it was adhered to that, unless I just glanced and didn't really look at it.
Yeah, it was just on its side. It's beadboard, and I've got beadboard in other parts of my house, and I really like it. I think it's cute. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I wanted to add it to the kitchen. So,
are you installing this? Are you doing this solo dolo, or is Dan the man?
I am.
Solo dolo.
Oh, wow. I am.
She's a baddie with a fatty.
Hey. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. No. So I'm painting the walls and just kind of ready to finish it up. I've been kind of procrastinating. Well, not even procrastinating. I don't know what I've been doing. I don't know.
I don't feel like you've been procrastinating. I mean, as an outsider looking in, I feel like this got done pretty quickly.
You know, I think I have unrealistic expectations because you watch people on TikTok or YouTube and they get a reno done in like
a day,
3 days.
Yeah, I
do not know how they do it. And like, yeah, it's their full-time job, but this is also my full-time job. What the fuck? Like, who?
Yeah, but you have an 8-month-old. They have a team. Yeah. You have an 8-month-old. That's your team.
Yeah, she's not very helpful.
Not putting her on the payroll.
But yeah, gosh. So that's what I've been up to. Dare I even say it? I'm going to get back out to the freaking greenhouse soon.
Oh, after this kitchen.
That thing is the bane of my existence.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's so beautiful, though. I'm sorry.
It is, yeah.
It is beautiful. I'm over it, though. I wish I could rip it down. I wish I could light it on fire.
Oh, ooh, hey, truly? Therapy session. How amazing would that feel?
I feel like it would feel really good. I wouldn't even be sad about it. I'm not going to do that, but I would be like, yeah, let it burn. Get the mellows.
Get the mellow.
Oh, and on a more positive note, I'm starting to plan Nora's first birthday party, which is crazy.
Okay, is that happening soon? July? Yeah,
June.
In June.
Wait, hold on. Please remind me. I'm writing this down. June what?
11th.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I wrote this on my calendar already, but I just need to make sure. June 11th. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm planning her birthday party. I'm thinking it's going to be a camp out. I'm going to invite, you know, Daniel's whole family, my family, everyone. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do this for the baby shower, but I did not have time to plan it. Mm-hmm. But I really want to do a camp out, and I want it to be like themed Camp Nora, where like I make a sign and it's above our driveway and people drive in and there's tents. Like I really want to do something like that and have like a big bonfire.
That is a adorable. Make sure you get the tick sprayer guy out.
Oh yeah, we'll have to treat our lawn for sure.
Treat that lawn. Also, that is the cutest idea, and I've never seen anybody do that.
Really?
That is adorable. Yeah, usually it's just like theme bluey, you know, or like, not to knock that, bluey's cool, okay, but
yeah
it's, or like woodland themed birthday, or like pink. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's such a cute idea.
I want to do it this way because the family, it's like, okay, they're Midwesterners, so they could make it a day trip, but it's just like far enough where I'm like,
you're not really
going to. So I want them to stay the night, but I feel bad making everybody get a hotel for a 1-year-old's birthday party. So I'm like, well.
Yeah.
Maybe we could camp out at our house.
Yeah.
That would be really cute.
That would be cute. Because then also it's less scary when there's a group of you camping. So then you and Daniel can actually stay out there the whole evening.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of running back into the house like scared little kids.
Okay, it was because of the cicadas, not because we were scared.
No, I know.
Oh, shit. Oh. The cicadas, though. Okay, two things I was going to say. Have a plan B for the cicadas, and then have a plan B for the weather. So the cicadas, really quick, yeah, before we get into the topic, they're saying that they're going to be from like end of May to beginning of July, I think, is the time frame that they're going to hit. But I don't think.
What did you just do?
What happened?
If it's something with a nail, I don't want to know. I'm just going to put it out there.
No, it's not my nail. Okay, see, I'm
okay
clipping away, and this thing, like the thing that makes it springy, it slipped and it smacked me. Okay, sorry, Nicole.
Oh, I thought you like snipped a cuticle all the way off or something. No. The cicadas, I don't think that they're going to be in Chicago. You have to check the map, Becca, to see if you're in the zone
for the big bad cicadas.
Yeah, because it's AutoZone. I think that it's the like the 13 year and the 17 year are emerging at the same time. And this is a unprecedented event. It hasn't happened in like over 200 years.
Okay. Can I be so real? I feel like you say this every year that there's going to be some unprecedented cicada thing. We need to go back.
Okay.
And because I feel like I have heard this from you and then it happened and I was like,
we should, but I'm pretty sure it was me talking about 2024. I'm pretty sure I've been knowing about this for 2 years. Yeah, I think
she's
been
obsessing about it for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like every past year, like, yeah, this summer's the one. Like the doomsday preppers, like, oh no, this is the year.
Okay. Let's see if the audience can fact check it. If you could find an episode where I'm like, this is the one, then
see, this is my favorite thing because it's like with Nicole, it's like, oh, I'm so fucking ready for winter. Winter hits. I'm so fucking cold. I want it to be summer.
Summer hits. It's fucking hot. I have all these weddings and the cicadas are out.
I will never be satisfied.
Oh,
this
the
is
big
true.
Cicada
this-
year, though.
It, yeah, I think I've been obsessing about it because, you know, I'm a wedding photographer and that's just going to be very interesting. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Have you seen wedding photographers have those like mic packs, like where you like strap it to yourself and it's like a speaker and so you're speaking into the mic and so it's like so you don't have to yell?
Oh, that's terrifying. It's cool, but I don't think I would ever be able to do that.
Really?
Yeah, I think people, I think I would be thinking people would be looking at me being like, who the fuck is this bitch?
Who does she think she is? I feel like it would have come in handy during COVID. Like,
yes, though.
With
yes.
Wearing a mask. Well, sorry, weddings weren't happening during COVID, but you know what I mean? Like,
yes, 100%.
Well, I guess they kind of were, but anyway, masked weddings, masked events. That would have been nice. I can't imagine having to yell through a mask. It'd be horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was a nightmare.
Okay, well, let's discuss some plants that stay small for anyone who does not want huge overtaking plants.
Yes, little small baby plants.
Small.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So clearly, I know about Hoya because that's most of my collection. So that's probably what mine are going to be focused on. But one of the first ones that I'm thinking of is a Hoya huscheliana. More specifically, probably like the inner variegated version. That's the one that's like, you know,
slower,
very
grower.
Pretty. Not slow grower, but the leaves are just small. So
okay,
you put that on trellis. You wrap it around the trellis a couple times. It stays pretty compact. You know, it doesn't stay like it will grow. It doesn't stay small as in like
vining.
It'll yeah.
So I actually love this idea of having like a little circle trellis mm-hmm. and then just continuing to wrap and wrap and wrap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so the Hoya that I have that are on a circle trellis, usually it's a one stem, like the base of it is one stem because it was one node cutting that has now grown. Mm-hmm. And I just keep twisting and twisting and twisting. So I like it because it keeps them not tangling in with a lot of other things and compact. It's a vibe.
So my question is for trellising them, like mm-hmm. wrapping them around. I think I remember you saying before that you didn't like adhere it to the trellis in a downward motion until there were already leaves on that part of the vine because the plant won't grow leaves if the vine is facing down. Is that?
Yeah. So, I mean, not always. It's not like a hard and fast rule, but I think for the majority of like Hoya, when you tilt them down, it kind of sends a chemical reaction signal to the plant to be like, oh, this isn't how we're supposed to be. Like, cause they always want to grow up. So then usually it'll push out new growth at the point of where the vine is bending downward and it'll mm-hmm. stop growing on the part that's bending downward and it'll push out like a new growth on a node right where it's tilted down. So I usually will let it grow until I see leaves or I can wrap it around to where the growth tip will be pointing upwards.
Yeah, you told me this not that long ago because I think you saw one of my Hoyas that were just like, it was my, what's the fishtail?
Velosa, right?
Polynura. And I was like, yeah, but it's not growing. And it put out a second vine because I put it on a trellis pointing upward. It blooms mm-hmm. all the time now. So,
really?
Yeah.
Why don't you post about that?
I don't know. I'll send you a picture though.
Can I say something brave yet controversial, even though this is not our brave yet controversial Patreon? Sure. I hate when people trellis the polynura.
Really? Well, it worked though.
I know, but it's just like, I don't think I think that's a cascading Hoya in my opinion.
Really?
To each their own. I wouldn't trellis it in my home, but you can do it in yours.
I was going to say, cause it was like three leaves and I was like, I'm pretty sure it's the polynura. Yeah. Because this is the one I put on a trellis and then it grew and then it like branched off like two little leaves down, branched off another stem. I chopped it, put it back in the pot so that it could be like more full of a plant. And it blooms like three times since I've done that.
Well, nice.
What do those blooms smell like?
Send me photos.
Salt? Fish?
I don't
know. No, they're floral.
Mermaid toots.
Oh, I don't
chocolate Rice Krispies
smell.
I think it's more floral.
Okay.
How do you decide if a Hoya is suitable for a trellis or not? Because maybe plants like my Obovata are not growing because the vines are pointing down. Because it's just cascading.
So I would say, I think a good rule of thumb for trellising is bigger leaves should be trellised. If it's small leaves and they're always going to stay small, you can cascade those. Those can be vining, trailing, like the Hushkaliana doesn't need to be on it. The leaves will be the same size regardless, but like something like your Obovata. If the vines, the extra vines that are just bare, if you look at the node and the leaf is gone, it's not going to regrow a leaf there. So like if you look at some of those long bare vines and the node, there's like no tiny little placeholder leaf is what I call them. I'm sure there's probably a more technical term. You probably could just cut those vines off. But yes, that one would do well trellised. What will happen is it'll just push out new growth from the top. And then when that gets heavy enough to trail over, then it'll push out a new growth. So it'll still grow, but it's not going to be like, it's going to be a bunch of different vines. Because the second a vine is too heavy because those leaves are heavy and tilts down, it's going to push out a new vine from the base of it.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
So does that also explain why my Compacta is not really growing now?
No. Compacta's kind of always trail, I think. Yeah, no, because my Compacta doesn't, it's not shooting out a bunch of new vines at the top.
Okay. All right.
Which is weird. I never really thought about that. So everything I just said was a lie.
No.
Well, I think for certain plants, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
Compacta's a kind of a weirdo. So
it is, yeah. The Obovata, though, the stems are so thick and woody, and it's a heavy plant.
Mm-hmm.
Mine?
Yes, but well, in general too.
Yeah.
Oh, just generally. Okay, yeah.
That would be a little bit of a difficult task to trellis it.
Yeah, like.
Well, if you put it like on a like on a straight, like a flat one just going up instead of like a loop-de-loo.
Or those big U-shaped ones that you have, Adam.
Yeah, I have one on that. It's just sometimes those will break because they are such a heavy plant.
Oh.
So I've resorted to putting balloons around them to protect them from like moisture so they don't get rotting and break.
Little trellis condoms.
Yeah. Mm. You know, honestly, there's a market and I need to do that.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. the balloons don't look great, but if I could get a balloon the right size to just slide right on, a little trellis condom, perfect.
You got to patent that.
Yes, I do. The naughty, naughty condom.
The naughty condom. That's hilarious.
What's another small lift since we just got sidetracked and this is going to be a Hoya Care episode?
I was going to say certain succulents stay small, like a bowl of hen and chicks or lithops are a really good one. Like if you're into succulents, those typically are very slow growers and they stay small.
The lithops.
The little booties.
The little booties.
I don't like
them. I love lithops.
Oh,
you don't like them? I don't think I knew that.
No, I don't
like. A lot of people don't like them.
I don't like the emergence of the new one. I don't like the old one rotting away. It's just, there's a lot of stuff that I'm like, eh, this makes me uncomfortable.
Ooh, I just had a video idea.
Ooh, she's got an idea.
Ooh.
Yeah, so like a lot of succulents tend to stay on the smaller side. And in that same category, really, cactus. Cactus will get large, huge even, but they're very slow growers. So if you buy them small, typically you'll have quite a bit of time before they get to be gigantor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's true. I've had all of my cactus in the same pot that I first potted them in.
Yeah.
I haven't had to repot any of them. Well, I guess when I used to do the cactus garden things.
Right.
But that's the only time I've ever repotted them. I think peperomia, the upright peperomia, not like the prostrata, which is like more of a trailing peperomia.
Mm-hmm.
Like peperomia rubra or peperomia ripple. I don't know what the actual name of it is because I'm not much of a peperomia person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't have room in my collection for that type of growth habit. They stay small.
They do. And the leaves are really tiny.
Yeah. And another perk is they don't live forever. So like once it starts looking scraggly, like you don't have to feel bad about tossing it because I think they only have a certain amount of shelf life. That's what I've heard from so many different people.
Really?
Mm.
They just start looking bad after a while.
They do kind of get like, leggy and stuff. But mm-hmm. I feel like you could just probably cut down to the base and it'll start regrowing again from there, kind of like Fittonia.
That's true. And then that takes down like size because you're removing all of those old leaves. So it makes it small again.
When I first started, do you guys remember how obsessed I was with peperomia? And I still am. When I see them, I'm like, this is gorgeous. And I think I should try it again. It's just room is the issue right now.
Yeah.
But like I retried the Pilea peperomioides in Pawn because I had owned it previously when I was doing soil and then it died. It's thriving. This plant is thriving in Pond.
It's
and I'm
big too.
I love it. So like, I'm like, maybe I should try some of these ones that I used to have that I kind of let die while I was here in Arizona.
Yeah.
Do peperomia and Hoya have any similarities that you think you have drawn, like that draws you to it? Because I feel like in a lot of ways they do. Those thick leaves.
I think so.
None of the things other than like aesthetic, because obviously their growth habit is totally different. Their care is different, but aesthetically.
Yeah, the leaf, the thick leaves, and then also like the letting you know when it needs water, that kind of thing. I've said that before, but I do enjoy, I like that about plants when they can kind of communicate their own way.
Yeah.
But remember when we were in Virgil's and we saw that peperomia, the Ecuador watermelon or whatever they called it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that thing was cool.
If I lived there, I would have bought that.
Yeah, 100%. It was pretty cool.
I loved
cool.
it. It was like the owl's eye or the, I can't remember what that one was called, peperomia raindrop or whatever. Owl's eye raindrop. Yeah. Big old heart leaf shape. It was like that, but watermelon coloring leaves. Oh, it was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like peperomia is one of those like untapped genuses that just has so many that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
For sure.
So another Hoya that stays very small, looks great trailing. I have it on the top of my shelves as a Hoya chinguensis.
Chinguensis. Oh, I like that name.
Yeah, they're kind of furry too. Like the leaves are, the texture is a little pubescent. The flowers look a lot like a Hoya bella, which are gorgeous. The white corolla, the hot pink corona.
Oh, this is a cute Hoya.
But the flowers smell like Red Hot's candy.
No way.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's it's fun. So nice to smell. Like when that one flowers, I'm just like, oop, can't wait to get my nose up in there.
Oh, these leaves are so cute. They kind of remind me a little bit, different shape, but they remind me of the Peperomia Hope. Like they have that, like.
They're kind of a spade shaped leaf almost.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah, very cute, very compact Hoya to have.
It kind of looks like a fern.
Yeah, it does. I like it.
Like the lemon button fern. Ferns will stay small because they'll die in about 2 weeks after you buy them.
True.
That's right.
Remember when we got those planters from Anthro?
And
we
listen.
Let's bring up our failures.
Yeah. Why do you do this to
Nicole
us?
Loves like,
this,
to do that.
This is so painful for me personally.
Do you remember when we did that macrame video?
Like, I just want to forget.
Remember when we had all those ideas for when we were together that we were going to... Like, Adam and I effectively put all of that out of our heads. And Nicole is like, hey, remember when we failed?
I'm editing the episode and I was like, oh, that's something we didn't do. Oh, that's, let me just remind them of all the things we didn't do.
She writes a bullet pointed list and I'm just like, oh,
we got to get better.
Anxiety.
We got to get better.
This is why I set my text delete after 30 days, because I found myself spiraling a lot, because I would be like, oh my gosh, I didn't follow up with that. Or I didn't, like the last time I talked to this person was their birthday. Yeah. And now I'm going to send them another birthday message. So I was like, I'm going to delete every text after 30 days.
That's smart.
And yeah.
Don't want to know.
I don't. Because I will spiral about it for a while.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
But yes.
Back to plants that stay small. What about Venus flytraps?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Those are teeny tiny. I've never seen a giant Venus flytrap. Although, can you, like, in their habitat, I bet they get pretty large.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, but I've been thinking about a Venus flytrap.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm talking a lot this episode. I'm so
sorry. For your fungi gnats? No, talk. You're not talking a lot. Adam.
No, but you know that vase setup from IKEA where I have the wicking cords and the pot?
Yes.
I was like, I could create a bog environment for a Venus flytrap because I could do a wicking cord into like cocoa peat, which is what they love, like non.
Yeah.
And just, it would always be saturated.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's fun.
And then I could try to grow a carnivorous plant, but then I'm like, do I want to? I don't know.
They do like their...
It would be a fun challenge.
It could be.
That would be.
Let's take the fear out of caring for plants, the fear of killing them, because that would be fun to set up. And if it fails, it fails. But it's like, you tried something new. If it didn't work out, it didn't work out. It's a $5 plant.
That's true. Yeah. I can rescue it from Lowe's.
The other carnivorous plants also stay pretty small. I'd say with the exception of like the Nepenthes, the pitcher.
Yeah.
Mm. I've seen that one in a bigger form.
Yeah.
But generally the other one, what is it? The sundrop or sundew?
Sundew and the pings. Oh,
yeah, those stay so pretty cute. Small. We saw a flowering pitcher plant at Vintage Hill.
Yeah.
And the flowers, it was very unique to begin with. And I thought that it would stink to attract bugs, like flies or something. But it smelled really sweet, which I guess would also attract bugs. But
like Skittles, right? Or Starburst. What did you
like
guys say?
Starburst.
Yeah, it was like some fruity candy. It was very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really nice.
African violets, which I've never owned one.
Oh, yeah.
But those stay really small.
They also create little pups that you can separate
and
keep it small and like give away. You can also propagate them from a leaf cutting, which is really cool.
Really? I don't know anything about them. I've never owned one. But you had a few, didn't
and
you?
AVs.
Yeah. I used to really like them and want to care for them because my great grandma had them and it was like her favorite. So I was like, oh, it's like a legacy plant. I can't fucking keep them alive. My grandma is mad at me.
Oh, no.
She's looking down on me like, stop buying them. Seriously.
The way that AVs grow is very, like, pleasing to me if they grow properly. Like, it's like this beautiful, like, almost like the mammillaria cactus where it's like the Fibonacci sequence, like the spiral growth.
Yeah.
That's really pretty.
And the flowers are pretty, too.
They are. I love them.
It gives off some nice florals.
Have you guys seen, well, speaking of florals for spring, groundbreaking. Have you guys seen, like, at Trader Joe's or the grocery store, how they'll put a bulb just in, like, a vase? And it can grow as a beautiful hyacinth or tulip? That is cool.
That is pretty cool.
That is really cool. I think that is so pretty. And in the vintage plant books that I have, they show you how to do it. And it was like a really common thing, like, back in the 70s. Okay, we've talked about, like, they had a lot of flowering plants back then. Like, flowering houseplants was a bigger thing than it is now, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a really cute thing to do, though, because, like, if you get one now by Easter, it probably should be flowering and it would be, like, a nice little centerpiece, because I think they also do, like, daffodils in that thing, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I want to do that with tulips because I love tulips.
So do you think that if I bought, like, a bag of bulbs and I put one right now on a vase, would it grow? Or does it need to have darkness?
No, I think it would grow.
Yeah, I think it would grow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need to rip out that book. I need to whip out that book.
Whip it.
And see what
whip it good. Yeah, Trader Joe's. Oh, let's, you know, detour. Trader Joe's has some fun plants. And, like,
detour.
They switch them out too, like, often. Every time I go in there, and I probably shop there once every week and a half, I'm like, oh, look at these new plants. I'm sorry.
I'm so jealous. I love that Trader Joe's has... did you guys know that I got my wedding flowers from Trader Joe's?
Yeah, yes. I remember you saying that.
Amazing.
It was so cheap. It was a couple years ago, I got this, like, bulb garden from there. Just a little, like, 6-inch shallow pot. And it had, like, hyacinth, some tulips, some daffodils. It was so pretty.
It was like Animal Crossing in a pot.
Oh. Yeah, gorgeous.
Oh, I miss Animal Crossing.
I wish Animal Crossing had daffodils. That would be amazing.
I thought they did.
I think they do.
I don't think they do.
Oh, well, that's bullshit.
I don't think so. Okay. All right, guys.
More small. We need at least one more.
I have another one. Okay. Haworthia.
Would that go in the succulents category, though?
Yeah, you're
probably
cheating.
Okay, fine. Sansevieria, some of the little tiny ones, like the samurai.
Oh, the dwarf versions of houseplants. Why didn't we think of this?
Yes.
The Zenzi. The ZZ Zenzi.
I was literally just going to say that. I am obsessed with the ZZ Zenzi.
It's cute.
Probably my favorite ZZ of all of them.
It's cute. Yeah.
Obsessed.
I kind of want one.
Ooh,
get one.
That's a great,
and they, great tip. That is honestly a really great desk plant. Because if you want some greenery, you just want some living thing sitting there while you're just draining your soul working corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
A ZZ Zenzi would really be the best thing.
And it doesn't need a lot of light. I mean, it needs light, but not a ton of light. You know, those ultraviolet, nasty, not ultraviolet. What are they called?
Fluorescent.
Did you say that?
No.
Oh, okay.
The small version of plants. What are some other ones?
Well, it's not actually a dwarf, but it's the the mini rubber tree. That it's a peperomia.
Oh yeah,
it's like big for a peperomia, but like they call it a baby rubber tree.
Is that the obtusifolia? Yeah,
yes.
Oh geez, why did I think there was just so many more, but I really can't think of any. But the ZZ Zenzi really is the star of my show. I love that one.
It's cute.
It's nice.
And the sands in the Sansevierias too, like the Dracaena,
the bird's nest. It's called the bird's nest, the little one,
and it grows in that the circular.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Fittonia. Fittonia stay small.
That's
Fittonia
right.
Do stay small.
And
they
die.
Do. And then they die. And then you buy another one and it's also small. So that's great.
Yeah. And then you make a bowl and then that dies.
And then twice.
You know what? Remember those
Remember
those planters that we bought for a fern project?
Listen, you could put a Fittonia in there.
You could, but I really think that we would need to do a wicking cord. So Yes. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't think the terracotta is enough to soak up the water. You're going to need to like stick a wicking cord in there. But honestly, we should. I should do that.
But how would you stick a wicking cord in there?
You're going to need to drill a hole.
You got to drill it.
Got to drill that hole.
It would be easy though.
Yeah.
You can borrow my diamond bit.
Wait, no. It has drainage, doesn't it? I don't even remember.
Nar. It doesn't. It's a glass basin with a terracotta.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Not very functional.
Yeah, it is really pretty.
And expensive.
It will immediately grow algae. Like the cash, will immediately grow algae, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
They should advertise that on the website for people that don't know.
They
free
should.
Algae.
You know what? You know what a video idea would be? All of the shit we bought for plants that we never use. Because I have
that's a good
pile
idea.
Of stuff that I was like, well, I have this and I've never used it.
Becca doesn't want to drudge that up.
No.
I don't want to think about all of the stupid purchases I have made and then forgot about. I can't.
Okay.
It is painful. You guys make that video.
Okay. What if we turned it non-painful? What if we did a potted together video of all the plant shit we never used and we did a big giveaway and we made somebody else happy?
Okay. See, but then you say that and I'm like, okay, organizing the giveaway, logistics, like, no, thank you.
Going to the shipping store.
Yeah. Packing it up. I have seriously thought about having like a plant garage sale because I have so much stuff that plant stuff that I don't need anymore. And I just like kind of want to. I feel like I should organize one of those locally and like be like, it's just a plant garage sale instead of a plant swap.
Yeah, that would be fun. Anyway.
Anything but the plant swap.
Anything. Yeah. Oh. Anything but the plant swap. That's cute. Okay. Anyway. Yes. Wrap it up, Becca. Jeez. What have you been waiting for?
Oh my gosh. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I hope that you enjoyed listening to our just wonderful ideas for your plant collection.
The branches.
We've had a ton of fun. Yeah, with all of our detours.
Great A content.
Yeah, we've enjoyed chatting. We hope that you have enjoyed listening, whatever it was that you were doing. If you like our show, make sure that you subscribe on your favorite podcast player. We have Instagram, Potted Together. You can also find us all individually over there. We've been tagged. Okay, we always read out our ads, but like, just go to our Potted Together Instagram. Should we phase that out? I feel like the exit is so long.
It is. I agree, actually. You know where to find us. And if you don't, then you could figure it out.
You can look up Potted Together. And this isn't to say that we're inconvenienced by sharing this, but it just feels
repetitive.
Yeah. And the girls that know. And if you're here for 8 seasons, like, we can just drop it.
Yeah. So you know our stage names. Anyway, leave 5 stars only, I guess, if you want. Just kidding. All right, we love ya.
Wait, Becca's we'll stage name is Batty with a Fatty. Just
Batty
saying.
With a Fatty.
Just throwing it out there. If you want to find her on Instagram. All right,
that's my new @ and subscribe to my OnlyFans. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.